Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 9:30, a little on the damp side. Watch it as you're driving out there, okay, folks? Just saying, we've had two accidents already this morning. 9:30, time for one-on-one with the pro, and it's no accident that we have Trevor Dorsey in here with Regent Bank. How you doing?
Good, good. It's a great morning. Yeah. We got some much-needed rain, and luckily we didn't have any of the really nasty stuff that causes insurance issues. So we avoided that much, but we did get the rain we needed.
Yeah, that can stay south of Tulsa for all I care. As long as we get the wet stuff, I don't need the wind and the lightning and all tornadic activity. But boy, there's been a lot of activity at Regent Bank, still serving people and getting more customers by the day.
Yes, sir. We enjoy being able to take care of our clients and develop new relationships. So we love to see you come in the bank, and we're still in a hot mortgage market. So. Mm-hmm. If you're in the buying mode for a house or building, or we would love to take a look at helping you out. Rates are still pretty incredibly low
for right now. So time might be of the essence, from what I understand. But by goodness sakes, if you're kind of on the fence, it's time to fall off and get going.
Yeah, if you're not a homeowner and you're thinking about it, hey, now's a good time because of rates. So. We'd love to see you. I know that there is not a lot of supply for houses in this market. There is a lot of new construction in some pockets, and that is nice to see. That means that we need the housing, and hopefully that means we've got new residents coming into our community.
Yeah, I keep seeing that. We keep adding more and more. We've got a new company coming into town. Hopefully we'll have a dozen or two or three dozen pop by and just say, hey, I'd like to buy a home here. So go see Regent Bank. So if you're listening in, I know you are.
Yeah, we'd love to see you. And, you're talking about that new company. The BDA has been offering incentives for people to move here whenever they have a job in Bartlesville. I think it's $10,000.
So, wow, that'll help.
Yeah, that'd help you buy a house, wouldn't it? And, seeing some other construction, seeing a little bit of commercial construction around town. That's always a nice thing to see as well.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've got all the modern conveniences of any bank, and it's right here in your hometown. If you don't want to ever leave your kitchen table, you can actually do most of your banking online.
Yes, sir.
From your phone.
It's pretty incredible all the things you can do now without actually having to visit a physical location. All the apps from your phone, your tablet, your computer. And you can make a deposit from your phone sitting at your kitchen table while you're sipping your morning coffee.
Well, the thing is, there are a lot of folks that really do like to see the friendly faces, and they do like being social. So we've got probably some of the friendliest faces you're going to find at the physical location right there on Dewey.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've got great staff and local staff. So most of the folks that you'd see when you walk in the door, you're probably going to know. Been around here a long time and been involved in the industry for a long time.
At Regent Bank, we were talking about, if you're looking to buy a home, you can do it. The interest rates are great. Take us through the process for someone who's never purchased a home. They're looking around and they're thinking, well, that one over there looks pretty good. How do we get the ball rolling to even know that you're even in the arena to even be able to buy?
Well, if you never bought a home, first step would probably be just coming into the bank, getting an application, getting it filled out, and trying to get pre-qualified for a certain loan amount.
So, pre-qualified?
Yeah, you get pre-qualified. That way, you know kind of what price range you're going to be in, what kind of payment that you're going to have out there, what your taxes, insurance, some of those things are going to be. That'd give you a good idea. And there's all kinds of different programs out there. If you're a veteran, there's special programs for veterans. If you're a native, there's special programs for Native Americans. There's the first time home buyer, you got your FHA, your RDE, your conventional mortgages. I'm throwing around a lot of terminology, may not mean much to some people, but
you'll need to know it.
Yeah, in the process of getting pre-qualified, you can go through those steps and figure out which product might be best or suit your need, especially if you qualify for one of the certain mortgage programs.
What you don't need to do is go tracking down a realtor saying, hey, I want to buy that house, and then it's whoops, so I got to do get kind of put it in order here. Make sure that you're ready to go, and you're good for a certain amount. And well, that'll help you with your shopping.
It generally helps if you get the financing lined up on the front end. That yes. way, you can write that contract and know, subject to appraisal, hey, this deal's going to be a done deal, a go deal.
Yeah.
As soon as we get the appraisal, we can get it closed.
Go in with confidence.
Yeah. So. I would encourage anybody to do the pre-approval steps just so you're ready to go when you write up that contract.
Indeed. I'm going to take a little bit off course here. Some folks got their Christmas stuff out, I noticed. How's the Dorsey house looking this year? Going to go full Griswold this year?
I think we've already got our shopping done. I'm hoping my wife's already said some things about that, so I'm hoping that's behind us. I don't know.
I know when you light up the place, it's a show place.
Yeah,
you guys do a great job on that.
Yeah, we haven't got that done yet. That's typically done after Thanksgiving.
Good.
It's kind of like that old thing, you can't listen to Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
You hear what I hear?
you can't put up the Christmas lights till after Thanksgiving.
My neighbor and leave them up all year round.
I should.
No.
Well, we have too many blow-ups and other things, I think, for that. But it seems like every year the more and more gets added to that. That's another thing. Right now with the supply chain the way it is, I think a lot of people are trying to get Christmas shopping done in fear that there may not be certain items or things out there available at Christmas time. It's kind of just a weird time with the supply chain.
This COVID is really kind of stuck out some prongs that nobody ever really thought could happen, supply chain being one. And, last year at this time, we were talking about getting people loans in order to keep their business afloat and everything. So, it's a weird time. But it's always good to know that you've got a trusted partner at Regent Bank that can help you on the financial side, whatever the strange thing might be.
Yeah. PPP was definitely interesting time, round one and two. And we're still working through a lot. Well, we've got most of the forgivenesses wrapped up, and hopefully if you're a business that needed a PPP loan, you've got that. You've got all your paperwork and documentation submitted so that you can give that loan forgiven through the SBA. If you haven't done that, I encourage you. Another thing, a bit of encouragement I would give is that, you need to get that done so you're not having to pay interest on that loan. Again, it was designed to help you get through a certain period and time, and as long as you documented that properly and will submit said documentation, you should be in the clear.
Good.
So, I want to give a shout out to our Dewey softball team.
That great year.
Made it to the semifinals. I know it was heartbreaking not to get to the finals and maybe win it all, but those young ladies, I want to give them a shout out because it was an amazing year. Just a lot of really good student athletes on that team, some great individuals. And so I know that not only those girls in that program, but the schools, this community's got to be very excited about that. So did a good job.
Lady Bruins volleyball last night. To the next. Oh, my gosh. Heartbreaker. But they were in the state last night.
Yeah.
Just something else.
Our volleyball girls, the Barnesville ladies softball team had a really great season.
They did. So. They packed a punch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's great to when we see our families go out and really support our children in their endeavors, whether it's athletics, academics, science, or whatever. But when you see this neighborhood kind of locked in on their families, you know you're in a good place. And it's also nice to know the Regent Bank is there to take care of families as well. So they can enjoy that time without having to worry about so many other things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing community, and you've not been here that long, but you've I'm sure experienced that,
adapting over
and
well.
Over and over and over. And and my family's not been here a long time either, I think. Maybe about 8 years. So it's but over that time, it seemed like it's been home forever.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've always lived here, but it's a wonderful community that supports each other well. Mm-hmm. Tremendous nonprofit support for the community. You know, everybody just seems to jump in and try to do the very best they can in supporting their neighbors and lifting each other up. So it's a wonderful community, and hopefully, like I said, these new rooftops you see going around in certain areas that a lot of people hopefully will get to experience that as well.
My mom just moved here. She's fascinated by the place. She said, "Well, how'd you guys? Why was this kept a secret for so long? You know, I'd never heard of Bartlesville till you moved here." And I said, "Funny, I hadn't heard of Bartlesville till I moved here either." But we do have probably one of the best kept secrets in all of the United States. But it takes basically a visit. Once you're here for about a day or two, you're like going, "I could settle down here. I could start a business here. I could do a lot of things here." And it sure looks like we've got a lot of people that are willing to cooperate and help out in that endeavor.
Yeah. There's you know, and getting back to, you know, we talked about mortgages, but if you're going to start a business, the BRTA, the Bartlesville Redevelopment Trust Authority, the BDA, I mean, there's a lot of organizations in the community that would love to try to see what they can do in helping you get that business going. And on the banking side, you know, there's a lot of products and services to SBA, USDA, that may help you get that business started if you need your capital to stay in your working capital to stay in your business. So there is a lot of ways that someone can get that business up and going, and we are seeing some business growth, and that's very exciting. You know, it's a sign that the town is going and the community is headed in the right direction. You don't want to see constant loss of jobs. And we did lose some jobs prior to the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the pandemic probably created a few job losses as well. But I think overall, the community really jumped in and shopped local, kept their money local. I know we were projecting on the city side a decrease in sales tax revenue, and we saw an actual increase. And it's continued that trend. So I think people are really supporting local business, and that's really amazing to see that everybody just jumped in and said, "Hey, we're gonna shop local and support local. We need these businesses to stay here, and we got to help them keep moving forward."
Speaking of shopping local, you know, we've got a lot of local going on. We got a lot of local stuff that are expanding. We got a new coffee shop. We got a new tropical smoothie. We got another store coming in over there at the old Kmart and everything. People are kind of, it might be a new habit now, shopping local. And it's like, I don't really need to go too far. I just need to go around the block. Look what we have here in town. Helps out a lot.
Yeah, we do. And I recently read where the mall has new ownership, and hopefully that group will spark, you know, some movement there where we get some new, new retail to the community. And maybe with all those pieces, like I said, there's no reason to leave the community.
Sure. And you might even say, "Hey, I got a new job, a new house." It all goes back to that, you know. And it also makes for a great, secure community that we have here and that we share. Tell everybody where you can be found there at Regent Bank.
Now we can be found down at 422 South Dewey Avenue. And it's right in the corner of Dewey and 5th. If you're coming down Dewey, you won't miss us. Well, I guess if you're coming, I should say south on Dewey, you won't miss us because you'll see the mural, which depicts the history of Bartlesville. And if you're coming north on Dewey, you can't miss us if you get past the Price Tower because you'll run right into it. But it's a great location downtown, easy access, you know, anywhere downtown. And, you know, it's not that far from 75. You know, I know I haven't grown up here my whole life, but, you know, it only takes about 7-8 minutes to
get anywhere.
One side of the town to the other. So it's not like we're...
right off 60, brother. Right off 60.
Not like driving 30 or 40 minutes in Tulsa traffic, so...
Oh, no, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And, of course, you've got some folks who've been in the banking business prior that are now working for Regent Bank, so you're not going to see any strangers.
No, sir. We've got everybody that is at the bank is local. Some of them don't live right in Bartlesville, but been in this area a long time, all of them, and you know, been serving clients' needs and banking for a long time. I can't remember. We put together the years collectively of the group, and it was pretty amazing, you know. I think, I want to say it was almost 300 years worth of service between all the employees.
That's amazing.
So it's, you know, there's a lot of years there where, again, people have been providing client service to individuals in this community, in this county, in this city for a long time.
Great. Hey, thanks, Trevor. Thanks
for
coming.
It's always great to be here.
All right. Stay dry, brother.
You too.
You've been listening to One-on-One with the Pro.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.